contradicts that whatsoever. Y'all are the best. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you indeed are our everything. You far exceed this world and the world system. Your wisdom is beyond finding out. Your love is unsearchable. There's no bottom to it. We can never understand it all. Your words of love, your words of life, the faith of the living God dwells within us tonight. And Lord, it's by that faith that we live. Jesus, you indeed are the blessed hope for all of us, the hope of glory. And Lord God, we give you praise. That whatever we face as an individual, as a family, as a nation, as a community, we have hope because the tomb is empty and the sun came up today. And that Jesus will never disappoint. He's the same. He loves us regardless. He forgives us as soon as we mention it. It's forgotten. Lord, thank you for your love. Lord, show us your love tonight. Help us to understand by revelation knowledge, Lord, the depths and the height of your love and the width of it all. We are more than conquerors in you. And Lord God, you are the reason for us to be alive. You're the reason for the season. You're the reason for everything that we exist every day of every year. So Lord, thank you. In the midst of all that's going on around us, inside you is peace. Inside you is calmness. Inside you is joy and love, faith, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. All those 9 beautiful gifts of fruit are within you. And Lord, it's amazing that you live in us and we live in you. So Lord God, we have the fruit of the Spirit, which is our characteristic, which is who we are in you. So we thank you for the power of the fruit of the Spirit, the presence of the Holy Ghost manifest in love, joy, peace, and all those fruit. But Lord God, also, we are so thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost to produce miracles and authority and power in our lives. All this is available, Lord God, because of one thing. You loved us so much that Jesus died for us. And he conquered hell, death, and the grave so that we could walk in victory. He conquered it. We get to enjoy the victory. So, Lord God, we thank you. We know, Lord God, full well that we will be challenged. We will be tried. Jesus, you told us that. But be of good cheer. Jesus has overcome the world. And if you be Christ, you're Abraham's seed and heir to all the promises. Lord Jesus, we're joint heirs with you. We give you praise tonight. We ask that you teach us by the Holy Spirit. Open our hearts and our minds. Open the Word of God. Speak through our lips, Lord God. Let our hearts be receptive to you. May, Lord God, we receive the pure, engrafted Word of God that produces what is sent to do. Lord, we say, here we are. Speak to us tonight. We worship you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We put a praise on everything. And Lord, we give you honor and glory for this tonight. And thank you, Lord, for safe travel for all of our folks. And Lord God, they're still traveling. So Lord God, thank you for that and all the activities of the season. And Lord, we just give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Amen. Okay, have one announcement. Sunday is special offering day. Are y'all excited? You get to plant twice. What if God said on this day you get to plant twice as much ground as you did any other day? Well, that's going to happen Sunday. So, glory to God. Put those miracle seeds in the ground. It's going to be good soil. It's going to return 100-fold. Amen. Ever say, I've got mine now. I'm reaping my harvest. Because I sow, there is a harvest. All right. Praise God. Prayer request sheets going around? Okie dokie. And who has got some good news? Nobody in the balcony. Praise God. Holy Ghost filled man last night. God is adding to the church daily. Amen. Did you have your hand up, Dana?
No, I was pointing at Judy.
Judy.
Josie went and got more shots today, but the doctor said she was right on track with everything. She's up to 16 pounds, 14 ounces.
Almost 17 pounds. Wow. And she's a cutie. You think y'all going to keep her? No refunds. I tell you, our bunch got the prettiest babies around. Amen. Everybody say, quite naturally, right? Amen. All right. Who else got some good news? Amen. 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 We all agree that this lady has the job of her dreams. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for all you guys and talk to people on the phones and bump into folks every day and encourage them. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. I can't imagine Jesus walking about, said he went about doing good and healing all the oppressed of the devil because God had anointed him, right? I can't imagine him going by and saying, well, Dina, I tell you what, you know, you're just never going to make it. I don't think Jesus would ever say that, do you?
No, thank God.
I wonder who would say that to you, though.
The devil.
The devil. You think he'd say it through someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. That's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But we hear it a lot. Because we see our mistakes, but my God is bigger than any problem we could ever have. What about that? Can anybody agree on that? Anybody ever had a problem before? Was God bigger?
Yes,
He always will be bigger. Amen. It may not develop like you think it's going to, but it's always better. We have to trust God. Amen? All right. Praise God. Who else got some good news? Jimmy. This is for your insulin pump. Got a new pump in. Go for training Saturday. Yes, it will. It will. Diane, lay your. Which arm? Are you, what do you put on your arm? Is that what you do?
Either one.
You got that one. I got this one. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on Jimmy Repay. Jesus, you died for him. You suffered stripes on your back. Your blood was shed that he be healed. So, Lord God, we pray. We thank you for medicine. We thank you for doctors. We thank you for this medical world that has given us extraordinary things to help our lives to live longer and stronger. So, Lord God, I pray that Jimmy's body received this. And, Lord God, his training will go without complication. It'll be easy for him. And, Lord God, we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, we speak to that mountain of diabetes.
Yes.
And we break it in this family. The curse is gone in Jesus' name. Jimmy breaks it. And Lord God, I thank you that his body is healed. His pancreas, every organ in his body produces like it's supposed to. Lord God, do a recreative miracle in his body. Give him a new pancreas, whatever he might need, Lord God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, as he says in, I pray that prayer for everybody in this room and all of our church family. Recreative miracles. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. Things that could not happen except but God.
Yes.
But God. Amen. Praise God. Everybody say, we got it.
We got it.
In Jesus' name. Okay, anyone else have some good news? David.
Well, old Matt Dillon got shot, but he's still alive, he's still on TV, and I got the biggest raise of my life.
What? That's a good report. Matt Dillon has got shot, but he's still okay.
Still watch him every day.
Hallelujah. And got the biggest raise of your life. Amen. Praise God. You got something, sir? Amen.
Well, that's another big thing God's doing for her. She's getting where she can drive and not be as.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, but she's doing good.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a blessing.
Melody will be better than ever.
That's right. Yes.
Better than ever. It'll be as though this never, ever happened.
Yeah.
We'll claim that for Mackenzie. Yeah. We'll claim it for all of us.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Better than ever. Carolyn, look at you. Glory to God. Broke that hip, that femur. This month, 13th. Wow. Give her a football, she'll probably kick a field goal. Amen. Amen. Just like a mew. Well, I didn't say that part. Let's move on. Whoa. Bill, I'm getting in big trouble. Okay. Anyone else have good? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Well, God, we give you all the glory.
Amen.
And we thank you for your vessels.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's favor, girl.
Yes, it is.
Supernatural favor. He picked you out. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Mackenzie went back to work this week.
Ta-da! Praise be to God forever. All right. Margaret, everything back there okay on the back row? All right. Glory to God. Ready? You just keep in control back there. Hard to do. Hard to do. Amen. 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 I think Sunday was one of the more remarkable Sundays we'd ever had. And God just spoke and used Joyce to share things that he wanted to get across to all of us. And I really do appreciate the way y'all received it with great support and great understanding and great humility, and that, hey, God got my attention. I think there was a revisiting, a redoing started Sunday. And turnaround. I would say turnaround. There's a turnaround. And there's things that we say that can cause those things to go forward or not go very far at all. Just for instance, if we really believe something good happened Sunday, do we believe that?
Yes.
If you weren't here Sunday, I wish we had the video. It was quite, it's part of the podcast, I guess. It'll be up. It'll be up. But it was phenomenal. And so, nevertheless, it's a reboot. It was a revisiting, a restoration. It was a revisiting, bringing us back to where we used to be. But not only used to be, but propelling us into the future. I believe that with all my heart. Does anybody in here disagree with that? If you do, you need to repent or I'll cast the devil out. Anyway, it was quite remarkable. God moved. And when God moves, you know, here we've had so many wonderful things happen on such a regular basis. Sometimes we take it for granted, but we should never, ever, ever, ever take God for granted, nor the Holy Spirit, nor each other.
Right.
And so we're not going to do that. We're not going to take God for granted. And if he initiated something, now we are accountable to carry it forward, don't you think? Don't you think? Don't you think? Are we going? I'm going to keep saying it until we get it out loud.
Yeah.
Don't you think? All right. Why didn't you do it the first time? Anyway, Anyway, we've been talking about words. We've been talking about what we say. We've been talking about the power of words, and they're creative. God's word is creative power. Let the weak say, I'm strong. But a great example is this. Well, you know, Wednesday night crowds aren't what they used to be. I remember, wasn't too awful that long ago. Of course, we had used to have youth on Wednesday nights as well. We'd have 100 people in here on Wednesday nights. Now, some have graduated on to heaven, and I can't help that, and I'm not going to call them back, are you? And we're not going to grieve over it either, are we? Because we'll be going one day, hallelujah. But the thing is this, what are we saying when we say things that we're small? And it's not just church. And it's like a lot of churches. Some of us have not opened back up yet. Some may never. And the thing is this, we have what we say. And I believe this, that every church has a particular assignment upon it. God put, you're here because God handpicked you to be here. And me too. We're here to do something for Him. And He's put us together, a blended whole, to do that. And ours is not like a lot of churches, and theirs is not like ours, and that's fine. You know, nobody's pointing fingers. The thing is this. We need to say what the Word of God says. And to be small, it says in Deuteronomy, according to the curse, to be small is a curse. Amen. So, anyway, we're not small. Let's say it out loud. We're not small. In fact, if you'll think about it, just look back at the history and all that's been going around, Faith Outreach is quite miraculous. Of being on this property is a major miracle. People in town that are still alive here in town that knew the owner of this property before. How did y'all get the property? You know, some people just came in. Well, I just went to the realtor and boom, this property is right here. Just walked over and got it. Not so. Not in a little town in Mississippi. Because it's usually in every small town there's a handful of people that own all the property. And they don't want to sell it. Well, Mr. Stovall owned this property, and the Stovalls do not sell property, they acquire property. So I approached him three times, and the third time he said, you know what, I think let's just go out there and look at that. What if I'd have quit after two times? But that's being led of the Holy Spirit. I didn't hound him, just when God led me, I would approach him. And he called me Mr. Bryan. I don't know how much, he's probably 10, 15 years older than me. Anyway, Mr. Bryan. Because at that time, I'm about 13. But boom. Let's go out and look at it. So we came out here and he said, I'll sell you 2 acres right here. Almost right in the center. In fact, if you're standing at the highway, that's that way, and looking at this property, he said, I'll sell you 2 acres deep and 1 acre wide. Right here. But from where we were standing, we were 1 acre to the south, which if you look at the lay of the land, makes the backside a lot lower and not as attractive as here. So anyway, I said, what do you own? I think, what did we give? $4,000, Debbie, you remember? You're supposed to remember stuff like that. Betty ain't here. She ran off. I think it was $4,000 an acre. I think, were you on the board at that time with Mr. Pete? Mr. Pete, your dad was. And anyway, so we purchased. So anyway, we agreed and da-da-da and paid him. And he said, I'll survey it for you. And so I said, great. So I came out here a little week or two later, whatever. And at that time, it was a barbed wire fence all from right across the highway, all the way up and down. So anyway, and I came by and I noticed that the stakes were one acre to the south, but 1 acre to the north from where he said, which put us on higher ground because I have a little amen for higher ground. It was so good that we didn't have to put a culvert in out here. Because right at the end of our drive, that's where the highway crests. Water goes different directions. So we're on high ground.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Okay. So he called me. He said, I was at the Big Star, Brian's Big Star, working at the grocery store. Anyway, Mr. Brian, have you been out to the property? I said, yes, sir. He said, I guess you noticed that they surveyed and put it in the wrong place. I said, yes, sir. I did notice it, and I'm just waiting. And he said, well, if it's all right, we'll just leave it there. I said, fine with me. So anyway, that's how that happened. And then as time went on, we bought 2 more acres that side. So anyway, we're here, and quite miraculously, we are here, the favor of God. And God's just good. He's good. That's why I keep saying, y'all the best. God's given us the best from day one. Amen. Amen. It's just going to keep on, keep on, keep on. It's going to be hundreds of us in here.
Amen.
Everybody say hundreds.
Hundreds.
Let's stop saying small. Let's speak what we believe, what we desire. Amen.
Amen.
What sort of things you desire? Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Now, I think it's high time that we, on Sunday nights and during our regular prayer time, just begin to thank God we got a full house.
Amen.
Running over. God didn't say put 400 seats in here and not fill them up. I believe it. They're here. Amen? They're coming. They're coming. The harvest is coming. No. It's here. Amen. It's here. Glory to God. So, that's just one example. And then bring that down to your own life. Bring that down to your own community. Bring that on down to everything about you. What we say makes a huge difference of how things come out or work out. Don't you think? How many of you have said something to your spouse before and you wish you'd have never said it?
Never?
Never? Ready? Get the oil out, brother. We got to cast this devil out of her. Or her out of the devil. I don't know, one or two. We've all said things we wish we'd have never said. And I had a great illustration that was a man in Nelton, Mississippi. His name was James Young. He was one more big hoot. He thrived on tormenting people and then laughing at you. Anyway, he and his wife were great friends to my aunt, my daddy's sister, and her husband, Uncle Red. They were just the best of friends. Well, Aunt Nell had gotten, she wasn't feeling well or something, and I'll never forget it. You know, when things impact you, you know right where you were standing when you said it or experienced it, right? I'm standing in the front of Bank of Mississippi at that time, there in Nelton, the big city of Nelton. If you can't say Nelton, you hadn't been there. But anyway, I said, James, have you heard from Aunt Nell? Soon as I said it, I knew I'm fixing to get barbecued. And he said, now, what'd she say? I said, have you heard? No. And I was wanting to put those words back in my mouth because every time I saw him from then on, it was just like, what'd Nell say? I said, I don't know, James. I was asking you. But anyway, you probably had to be there. It's more funny then. But anyway, he was the kind of guy we had to. At that time, I grew up on, our store was on Main Street there in Nelton, up on one end, and down at the other end was just like a city block. And of course, in the old days, if you wanted a pound of bologna, we'd get up and slice it off for you, right? Well, that's what we did. But anyway, so there's times, Bill, like in the old day, you know, country store, by sitting around drinking Coke and peanuts, you know how we do. And we would take your groceries out to your car. Well, some people were, we're on this end, they would park at the other end of the street. It was far enough. You're carrying groceries. You didn't have to do it. Anyway, I'm out there one day in front of the store, and James Young, the same guy, comes by, slows down and says, hey, Jimmy, come here. Now, it's raining a little bit. Come out here. Come here. Let me talk to you. So I go out there not thinking a thing in the world, and we get to talking, and he took his foot off the brake, and he's easing down the road. And when we got through talking, we're at the other end of the street. I said, James, He is laughing like crazy. So anyway, so we, you know, time about's fair play. If we catch him out of his vehicle, out of his old Ford truck, he carried the rural postal worker. I'd go out there and I'd turn the radio wide open, the heater wide open, everything I could do, windshield wipers on, I could do it all. When he started up, of course, all this is going on, you know, and he just laughed. What a day. But words are very important. The greatest words you could ever say is, I love you.
Yeah.
The greatest words you'll ever hear, especially from God, I love you. I told Ann, "This I'm sharing my heart tonight, aren't I?"
That's good. Yeah.
When Jay was coming along, that's his name, right, Jay?
Right.
Anyway. I had that. Anyway, I said, she told me what was going on. She's pregnant, da, 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 da. And, of course, back in those days, you didn't know what the baby was going to be except a human being, boy or girl. And anyway, I said, she told me. And I remember where we were at this point in time. And my brain works a little strange. But anyway, you're supposed to say amen there. But anyway, I said, well, I'll tell you one thing. And at this time, I'm not even saved. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell them I love them every day of my life. Because I grew up not with a mean daddy. But back in 1951, daddies just didn't talk like that. Right, Jerry? Mike knows that. I mean, if you had a good dad, and they just, you know, World War II is just barely over. So it's just a different situation. But when Jesus comes in your life,
yeah,
like he did in my life, and like he did in my dad's life, saying I love you was not a problem anymore. Because you see, it's the love inside of us that speaks the loudest. And every time we say something, we have a choice to say it or not. Well, I really want to tell that heifer what I think. Why am I looking at you? Let me look at another heifer in here. Let me look at another heifer in here. Anyway, we have a choice, don't we? What's the proper response? Love. Love. Words of love. Proverbs is full of it. Well, it's like a sweet honeycomb in your mouth. They bring healing. A soft reply calms the quarrel, whatever. It's full of it. The Bible's full of it. Like we said a while ago, when Dina, like, if Jesus walked up, you know, Dina, I made you and all, but I just don't think you're going to make it. He would never say that to you. He would say, you can do all things through me who strengthens
right.
you. I made you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And he'll love you, love you, love you, love you. You may have just done the biggest goofy thing you ever did in your life, and but he still say, I love you and I forgive you. That's who we are. That's our DNA. But we let words get in the way that sort of skew that image of us sometimes, don't we?
Yeah.
I got an amen out of Ann on that one, Freddie. We do say things, but God understands. Our flesh gets tired. It gets weak. It gets hungry. Then we get hangry. And then we goof up. So, but there's one side to love that I think a lot of people are missing. Mark 11:24 says, what sort of things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Does anybody know what Mark 11:25 says? When you stand praying, forgive. There is. Now, I'm not saying you got to go home and have chicken dinner with them. But there is an obligation on the Christian to forgive. And it's hard sometimes. Really, really, really hard. But we're never really cured until we forgive. That brings healing to your soul. It brings healing to your heart that's been ripped out. Amen? We've all been there to some degree. Some people go through some things, I don't know how in the world they do it. But God. I heard the story of the lady whose daughter was raped and killed by this guy. And she was struggling. Can you figure that out? Sure. She was struggling. And but in her prayer, the Lord just dropped something in her heart about the guy that did it. What about his mom? It changed her perspective. And she forgave. Again, you don't have to send him a birthday card. You can love from a distance. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
But your heart is what is the main thing. Your relationship, your heart, is a heart of love. God, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. If you got Holy Ghost in you, you got love in you. Now, am I going to let him be the Lord of my life and my mouth? Or not? Am I going to say I love you? Am I going to say I forgive you? These are huge things. Amen? Sometimes we don't want to forgive God because we blamed him. We've all been there. But let me tell you. He didn't do the bad stuff. Satan did the bad stuff.
Right.
So let's get on the winning side.
Yeah.
Let's let the fruit of the Spirit be seen. A tree is known by its
fruit.
If you're really on fire for God, you won't have to tell anybody. They'll know it. They'll see the love in you. They'll see the faith in your walk. And they'll see the power in your life. Amen? I'm preaching really good. Hallelujah. So anyway, what?
I was going
to
share.
Okay, come on.
What was you going
to say? What now?
What was you going to say?
I was done.
Oh, tonight.
Can everybody hear her?
Sometimes you think.
No, can't hear you. Hold on. You're facing the wrong direction, my dear.
You know, most of every job that I have, I just know that they're ordained of God. I get to be, if I didn't know them, I just get to be really good friends with them. And so this lady that I've been working for a long time, Kim, and I don't know how she really believes, but she's got the love of God all in her heart. I mean, she's one of the largest givers I've ever seen. And I talked with her tonight after you left. And she's actually building her brother a house in Amory, and it's really taking the contractor a lot longer than it should have, but there's a lot of things come up. We had that virus and this and that. So Kim was actually kind of over it. She lives in Florida and comes up here when she needs to attend to something. And she and the contractor got in just a huge argument. Big deal. I mean, really. She threatened to fire him and sue him and everything. But anyway, she called me and said, I want you to take over this job. And I said, okay. Well, the first day that I met with a contractor, I told him, I said, we're going to pray about this situation. And it's going to work out. But it's still been a slow, slow progress. So I talked to the contractor today, and you and I had been by the house. And the last few times I've been, there's just been nothing done. I mean, just
right.
Nothing, maybe one thing, but nothing done.
So he told me, he said, I called him and I said, I want to answer, when will I be able to get in this house? A week. I said, well, I give you two. I said, because you'll never do it in a week. I give you two. Well, then we went on and he and I talked, and I said from the word go, I said, you know, I just told him some things I thought he needed to do, and he agreed. And then we just really operated. I have in love, and I mean, I've had to really not stress out over it. But anyway, tonight, and you think people maybe not notice things that you do that you're hoping they will notice because it's God. But like I said, she's one of the most giving people. I told her, I said, Kim, you're more giving than people that are sitting on the front row at churches. Not this church, but churches. And I said, you're such a giver. The love of God is just in your heart. Well, today, when I talked with her, she said, I just want to tell you. She said, you have just been a blessing in this situation. She said, you just spoke peace into it. I knew you could handle it, and I just want to thank you. And I thought, handle it? We still ain't in the house. But we're going to be.
Going to be.
But anyway, you know, 2 weeks. I pray and agree that's done in 2 weeks. But anyway, the little things you do, but it told me love never fails.
Love never fails.
Love never fails. And she told me, she said, you know, I told her, I said, Kim, I love to give. I've told her that in the past. And she said, you know, I told my mother when I was home, said, you know what, I am so blessed. She said, I've got so much stuff. And she said, I'm just going to start taking a different purse every week. And when I see somebody that God tells me, she didn't say God, that I feel like that's who I need to bless. She said, I'm going to bless them. I need some water. And she said that, here it is, Diane. And anyway, she said, this year I have given away numerous purses, said, thanks. And she said, I said, Kim, be claiming that back. I said, God. She said, well, I just feel in my heart. And she don't usually talk like this. But she said, I just feel like in my heart I've been blessed to be a blessing. And isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful.
And I'm just praying. And y'all agree, I believe she's going to know God in a way like she has
Amen.
Never known anybody.
Amen.
Her mother's a fine Christian. And I don't know. I just want to share that because sometimes you think, you know.
Right.
But God takes the little things and makes them right.
Amen. Well said. Praise God. God is so good. Well, our words are very, very important. And so we need to use them in a way that will be positive, bring increase. Actually, just more or less speak God's word and just operate in love. You know, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Well, Blessed carried a cross all over the world. But that was his call and his vision. He was good at it. He won a lot of folks to the Lord. Praise God for him. But typically speaking, you don't need to go build you a cross and carry it with you everywhere you go. The cross that you'll bear is the unlovely things that you'll have to endure. But you carry that cross of love, which is forgiveness and power and healing. Amen. What a classic example.
And I still say every morning, thank you, Lord, I have the best neighbors in the world.
You have what you say. I mean, the Bible backs it up. Just read it. Okay, let's go to quickly James chapter 3. In the King James, I hope you've been reading this in the Passion and in the Message Bible. Chapter 3, let's begin down here. Verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, that would say in word. That's the key thing there, in word. It didn't say with, just with words. The same as a perfect or complete or fully furnished man and able to bridle his own body. I'd like to bridle my own body a little better. What about y'all? Well, what's the key here then? Don't speak offensive words. If you can control this pink tornado here in your mouth, we're going to all be ahead of the game. Amen? So, let's read verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth. We covered this the other night, but we'll read it quickly. That they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. You people that ride horses, they're big. And then how a little piece of steel in their mouth control a horse? Then it goes on to verse 4. Behold, also the ships, they're huge, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm or rudder. Just a small piece turns that whole thing. Whithersoever the governor listeth. The captain puts it in the position he wants to go, and it'll turn. In that coup. So, I need to put something in my mouth that's going to turn me. Right? Amen. And I want to control this, control Jimmy. You can put your own name in. Okay, I'm going to say that again. So I can control your name. Your name. Don't say your name. Say Teresa. Say Ann. Say Diane. Say Jimmy. Say Mike. Say anybody. Say your name. Put your name in it. I want to be that complete man. I don't want to offend. I want to be that whole perfectly furnished, fully furnished person, Christian. Well, then, control your mouth. Now, I didn't write this book. Well, maybe I did. His name's James. I don't remember writing this book, though, David. This is Jesus' brother. He ought to know because he thought Jesus was crazy. And his mama said so at one time, right? Read your Bible. Okay, but when the tomb got empty, things changed, right? Okay. All right, verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Mm-hmm. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And we were talking the other night, we were watching that Smithsonian, you know, Aerial America, where they're flying over and talking about this state and that state, and they're out west. And boy, the fires had just devastated, you know, thousands and thousands of acres. And she said, how'd that start? I said, a match, one spark. I said, sometimes people set it with a little spark. Sometimes lightning strikes and sets it on fire. But it all started with one spark. Oh, what a matter a little fire kindles. Verse 6. And the tongue. Everybody say, and my tongue is a fire. Without God, without the Holy Ghost, is a fire, and the Word of God is a fire. Everybody say, it's a fire. What will fires do? Burn up things, destroy things. A fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. And sets on, now this is huge right here. And I think about Miss Joan so many times right here, David, because she said, I won't let it be past 51, I think what she would say. She's She's riding a bicycle now 2 miles, and she's how old in her 80s? She's 80? I don't want to ride a bicycle, and I'm not near 80. And sets, what does, your tongue sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So your tongue is a very, very important thing, right? So don't go shooting your mouth off. I'll give him a piece of my mind. That's right. That's why you don't have more pieces left. Sets on course. Your course can get set by what you say. I've heard of, I've never really seen it. I've seen a little of it in action, but wow, it must have been my broker. Daily Journal. Guess not. Anyway, 8 o'clock, time to pray, right? People that would talk down to their children like, you're stupid. Alan Spiegel, perfect example. Teacher told him, you're stupid. You'll never get past grammar school. He's one of the more intelligent people I've ever known. So, and when you really have a person of authority like a teacher or a coach telling you you'll never amount to anything, and you keep reinforcing that, guess what they're going to think? They'll never amount to anything. And then they'll go to the tattoo place and get old enough to do that and put on there, born to lose. We weren't born to lose. We were born to win. I was a loser. Now I'm a winner in Christ Jesus, right? So what we say, y'all, is so very, very important. It steers your life. It steers your life. Words. Words. Words of love or words of hate. It's a big guff right here. Two extremes. Sometimes they get close. Well, I tell you, did you see what? Who am I going to pick on now? Somebody I can outrun. I don't know who that would be. Did you see what she had on at church Sunday?
She looked pretty.
You know, it's the difference between guys and girls.
Yeah.
Yes. Not just anatomically. Yeah, you're from Venus, we're from Mars. You know that. But a lady can come in looking good. Some ladies around say, well, who does she think she is? Now, you know, men are different. You have somebody come in here that looks like Charles Atlas. Y'all don't even know who Charles Atlas is. Arnold Schwarzenegger, some guy's really buffed, you know. And I said, man, look at the guns on that dude. You know what guns are, don't you? It's right here, like mine. Pea shooters. And slingshot. Hallelujah. But he come in, and they always wear this T-shirt, you know, it looks like he's fixing to just break. You know. And I was, man, look at the gun. Look at his six-pack. I got a 3-liter. I don't even make 3 liters anymore. I remember I used to make 3 liters. Wow. But we say, look at the pot. That guy, man, he's really worked to get there. The ladies... not so much. But love changes all of this, doesn't it? Changes it all. I say love to everybody. Man, woman, it don't matter. If you've gotten a text from me, I'll sign. Love, Jimmy. Jimmy, if I'm in a good mood and I think Ann's agreeing, I'll say Jimmy and Ann. I can't always speak for her. But anyway, and You know, and sometimes I say, "Oh, that was a little weird." You know, I just told Jerry Barnes I loved him. But I do love you, Jerry. And when you have a mature attitude and the love of God is on the inside of you, that's what comes out. What's in you will come out. Just put pressure on something. That's what comes out.
Amen.
Amen. So, hallelujah. So with that, Oh. Football. It's five after.
Yeah.
We haven't been together in 2 weeks. So, yeah. Not Sunday night. Oh, so you want
to
go home.
I got
and the love of God is rising up in Anne at this very moment. She's wanting to go home.
Speak for my family.
Amen. Well, I don't apologize for what's been shared tonight because it just came out of my heart. But sometimes that's what we need. We're family. None of us are perfect except Lynn. He's Virgil, back me up now. You guys, Lynn made the famous statement, after I've learned all the answers to all the questions, nobody asks me any questions anymore. But I'm humble about it. That's what Virgil said about it. But anyway, y'all are the best. But even the best can get better. And that's where we're going. But I've asked this, and I'm what sort of things you desire? My desire is to see you all blessed, prospering, living successfully in every area of your life. That's what God called us to do here, is to begin to share that. And praise God, it's happened. You caught it. And we're living better than we ever have. So, anyway, let's just continue to do that. But the thing is this, I don't desire the fact that we had 252 people here tonight on the bottom floor. So that I could go to the coffee shop tomorrow and say, "Hey guys, fellow brethren, we had 252 people here last night." That's not love. That is not love. I would say that's not love. No. But I do desire every seat to be filled because I want people to live successfully. I know this from my own life. If you will sit consistently under the Word of God, it will change your life. Amen? It's not how we act so much, it's how we react. And with that, Ann says it's time to go. And so if you bring those prayer requests down, we'll pray for those. There's a lot of things going on in the heavenlies.
Yes.
A lot of things going on politically. A lot of things happening around the world and in our nation. So, whether you're up to speed with all that stuff, just know this. God's got this.
Amen.
And He is turning things around. He will never forsake you. He will swiftly bring vengeance on your enemies. That's in the Bible. Come on up here. You need to practice. That wasn't love, was it, Suzanne?
You better find, use the word
of God. She said, "I better find somewhere. Who am I going home with? Lynn, can I go home with you?" Hallelujah. We might stop and get some chicken wings before we go. Father, thank you. These are the most wonderful people in the world.
Yes.
They're my family.
Amen.
So, Lord God, tonight we lay our hands on this list of names of people that we love.
Yes.
And that you love. And Jesus, you paid the price for them to be free. So we agree tonight in faith, confessing that they are free from their troubles. They are free from sickness and disease and lack and from all the curse of the law. Because Jesus, you hung on a tree for us. And the Bible says, "Curse is anyone that hangeth on a tree." And those that believe in you receive the promises of Father Abraham, plus all the promises of the New Testament.
Yes.
Lord, we, the body of Christ, aren't just surviving.
Yes.
We're thriving in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe it, and we're going to say it. We're going to say it, say it, say it, say it, say it. In fact, it's just the only things we're ever going to say. We speak big things, big dreams. Churches filled and full, on fire for you. Revival, harvest. That's what we speak. What sort of things you desire? When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. So if we believe we receive that, we have it now. So Lord God, we say now we are thriving in the name of Jesus. And these people, we lay our hands on them and they're healed, whole and well in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tell somebody love them before you go. Love you. Love you.